Good morning, Orlando. Delighted to welcome back to the show, Senator Rick Scott. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, Simon, between now and the last time we talked, everything has been fixed. All right? Inflation is gone. The budget's balanced. Hamas has been destroyed. Russia is gone back. Oh, I wish that was true. It's not.
No, it's not. And we have people on our campuses up and down the land, including in our nation's capital. We got people at George Washington University who filmed themselves calling for the beheading of leadership of that university. Why haven't they been arrested?
Because we have a liberal mayor in D.C. that won't hold anybody accountable. So I was on their campus 2 days last week over at GW. My daughter went to school there, so I've been involved in GW for a long time. I haven't been involved recently, but how disgusting. I met with a bunch of Jewish students, and they don't feel comfortable. They don't feel comfortable walking around their campus. The president has not met with them. Can you imagine this? The president of the university has not met with the Jewish leaders. So I'm trying to make that happen. I'm trying to get a meeting with the mayor to say, why won't you stop people acting illegally? One, they're trespassing on private property. Two, this is threatening violence. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But for whatever reason, Congress ought to take back its power to regulate and run the District of Columbia. But of course, the Democrats won't, because the Democrats are all okay with this. They're all okay with Hamas. They want to give money to Hamas. In this latest supplemental bill, there's $6 billion in there that Biden can basically go give Gazans to go to Hamas. The money that the first shipment of humanitarian after the bill passed was into Gaza, stolen by Hamas. You can't make this up. And now we're going to bring in people from Gaza, because only 70% of them support Hamas. So maybe we can find the 20-30% that don't hate America. This stuff is crazy.
It's a remarkable thing that we're doing. Right. All the neighbors down there, Egypt, Jordan, people that are not direct neighbors, Kuwait, none of them want the people from Gaza. And there's a reason they don't want them. So why it would be a great idea to fly them into Florida, which I'm sure Biden would do, is beyond comprehension.
First off, Hamas has to be absolutely destroyed. I was just over there about 5 weeks ago and meeting with the Prime Minister, Secretary of Defense, Gallant, IDF, and they said the only way we're going to be able to destroy Hamas is we got to go into Rafah. That's where the last battalions are, so they're going to do everything they can to get the civilians to move out, and they're going to go in and absolutely destroy Hamas. And unfortunately, this president is holding back weapons from Israel. So a bill got passed, and everybody said, oh, great, we got a bill passed. Oh, no. It still doesn't make the president give them the weapons. It just appropriated the money.
Remarkable stuff. We're talking to Senator Rick Scott right now, and we welcome the access that we get to you, sir. We really do. So thank you for coming on. Let's talk about some other stuff, because these anti-Israel mobs, which are actually anti-Semitic mobs, that are taking over college campuses up and down our country, there seems to be this now blatant, very visual, very open anti-Semitism in our country. As a Jew, I'm Jewish, I'm genuinely stunned. I never thought I would see this in our country.
Well, this I'll remember. They're attacking the Jews now for whatever reason. But it's not just Jews. They hate America's way of life. So we all need to call out anti-Semitism. We need to, if you're not an American citizen and you want to, go protest on our campus, get the hell out of our country. If you like Hamas so much, get over there. Go move into Gaza. See if you like the way they run the place. And if you say that you support terrorism, then let's take you at your word, and you should not be on you should be on the terrorist watch list and not be able to fly on American flag around America. So let's take these kids and these protesters at their word, and let's hold them accountable for what they're doing.
We should. We absolutely should. And if they're not citizens or permanent residents or green card holders, we should absolutely kick them out. I just don't think there's any appetite to do that in the corridors of power where you get to go to work every day, Senator. We're in a lot of trouble on so many fronts right now. How do we come back from this?
Well, we've got to elect better people. So here's what I tell everybody. Go elect better people. You just think about this. We have primaries in Florida in August. We got a general election in November. Get out and don't just vote. You know, fight for what you believe in, because the day after the election, you're not going to be able to change things for 2 or 4 years. So go get everybody you know to vote. Go be a poll watcher to make sure the election's fair. But you need to educate everybody around you. Educate your parents, your kids, your brothers and sisters. Just say to yourself, this is not working, guys. Our way of life is going away. We are becoming less safe every day. We're down with this president. We've got wars going on around the world, right? We've got inflation we can't afford to live anymore. I mean, it's unbelievable. That's all we have to have a complete reawakening, and then change this country back to our founding fathers. It was unbelievable what they created. But the Democrats don't even want to follow the Constitution. Mayorkas got impeached for what he did by lying to Congress, and we didn't have a trial like the Constitution, not a law. The Constitution says what we did was the Democrats just dismissed it.
They're not big fans of it. I don't like asking you softball questions, but one of my listeners has sent us a text message with a question for you, which simply says, ask him about cutting Social Security and Medicare. It's a softball question. Please only take 30 seconds with it.
Well, first off, the Democrats did. They cut Medicare. They cut Medicare just recently. So we've got to fix, we've got to preserve Medicare. We've got to preserve Social Security. I have a bill to do that, but not one Democrat will help me. They're bankrupt in this country. They're making sure we'll never be able to afford Medicare and Social Security, which are going bankrupt if we don't preserve them. You know how you preserve them? Get everybody back to work. We have 100 million people in this country, working age, not working. Get everybody back to work, and those programs will be better.
Senator Rick Scott, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you. We appreciate the access we get to you. And hopefully next time you and I have a conversation, there'll be some good news for us to celebrate. That would be nice. Have yourself a great and safe day. And we'll talk again soon, sir.
Bye, Simon. Bye-bye.